Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Hello guys, and this is our first podcast of 2024. Alex here from Growing Younger. And naturally, the topic of today's podcast is going to be New Year's health and fitness resolutions. So, how do we make sure that this year is going to be different? I'm sure that you would have had New Year resolutions in the past, maybe last year, maybe the year before. And the chances are that sort of, you know, after 3-4 weeks, they kind of faded away into nothingness and nothing ever got done. You probably never really achieved what you wanted to achieve. So the big question I'm going to try and answer for you today is, how do you make sure? How do you make sure that this time is different? That this the goals that you've hopefully set this year are actually going to come true? So I'm going to try and answer that question. I'm going to share with you the results of a very interesting survey that we did last year among our Growing Younger members. What we tried to find out back then is basically we saw that we were getting sort of two distinct groups of people among our members. The people who are actually getting some really amazing results, which is the majority. So people who were losing weight, they were getting fitter, getting stronger, enjoying high energy levels, and all the other benefits of being healthy and fit. And the other group kind of didn't really get anywhere. Like they just sort of, maybe got a small result early on and then kind of nothing happened after that. Okay, so what we tried to find out with that survey is what makes these groups different? Like if there's one factor that separates, that makes them different, what is that one single factor? So we can implement that factor, on other members to help them succeed, help them achieve their goals, okay? So after conducting this, what we probably can refer to as research, or essentially a bit of a survey, and we've surveyed a few dozen of our people, of our members. So interestingly enough, the one thing that actually, everything else was very similar, but the one thing that was actually quite significantly different between these two groups, the people who succeeded and the people who didn't, was one little thing. The people who were successful at achieving their health goals, they were doing one simple thing. They were reading their daily goals or daily plan every single day, okay? So it was quite striking because we saw we had people who lost, 20 kilos, 30 kilos, all within a sort of time frame of, 6 to 9 months. So the one single factor that really made them successful is actually keeping on track. There's no sort of magic secret. There's no silver bullet that will kind of shortcut your success. But the one thing they all did is they read their daily goals regularly. Okay, so what it actually does to you is that it keeps you on track. So very often we know what we meant to be doing, but it's actually the doing of it is the hardest part. Okay, so it's just doing the boring, unsexy thing, which is doing the work that you know you should be doing, okay? But it's very easy with our day-to-day lives, it's very easy to get distracted. Family, kids, work, stresses, all sorts of things come up. And then, if you fall off the wagon for a couple of weeks, you don't exercise, you don't keep an eye on your nutrition, then after a couple of weeks, that's it. It's gone. Like you're never going to get back on track, okay? So reading your goals is actually, it just helps you to make sure that you keep doing what needs to be done, and it develops a habit of doing the right things, the healthy things. So look, if you have another strategy that's going to ensure that you stay on track and you actually you achieve your New Year's resolution, then stick to it. Absolutely. If you have a proven strategy that will help you achieve your goals, do it. But if you don't, if you don't want this year to be another year that you set the goals but never actually achieve them, then please try, give this a go. This one thing that I'm very confident will skyrocket the chances of you, you know, finally, you know, whatever your goals are, losing weight, getting fitter, you know, having the energy levels to keep up with your kids or grandkids, whatever it is, whatever your fitness and health goal is, if you really want to achieve it, I beg you, just do this one thing, okay? Now, just to go back a little bit to my part, to my last podcast back in December, I sort of, we talked about how to set effective goals, okay? So hopefully you would have done it for 2024. If you haven't, please go back to that last podcast that I did in December. And so write down your big goals again. So the big goals could be things like getting fitter, or, you know, if you have a holiday coming up, overseas holiday in a few months, you know, go on a holiday and be able to, you know, stay up on your feet, climb a mountain, whatever it is. Or it might be as simple as lose, you know, 8 kilos for a wedding that you have to, that you go to in like 6 months or something. Okay. So these are your big goals. Now, once you've written your big goals, then you need to write down your plan. So for each of the big goals, you need to have at least a couple of bullet points. What is your action plan? What are you actually going to do daily, weekly in order to achieve those goals? Okay. So let's say example, if it's weight loss, maybe you might say something like, I'm going to go for a 1 hour walk, you know, 5-6 days a week. Or you might say, I'm going to cut out chocolates and only maybe have it once every fortnight, or cut out alcohol, whatever it is. Okay. Whatever your plan is, write that down as well. Now, what I'd like you to do daily is I want you to read this plan. I want you to read the things that you are going to do daily that will help you achieve your big goal. Okay. So this is what I want you to read daily. All right. So you might be, you know, doing a daily walk for 1 hour, or, you know, only having one treat or cheat day a week where you can eat, you know, whatever you like. All right. So whatever it is that you plan, that you plan to do daily, this is what you need to read, and hopefully read and also maybe tick it off that you've done it. Okay. So my favorite way is to write on a piece of paper and just read it. Some people, there are fitness apps that help you do that. So there are lots of apps where you can put down your plan and then you just tick it off every day. Read and tick it off. Okay. So whichever way you do it, doesn't matter. Okay. As long as you do it. Okay. If you want to do it the old fashioned way on a piece of paper, great. If you want to use an app that does it, use an app. Okay. But as long as you do it, that's the most important thing. Now, look, for those of you who are skeptics, okay, you might think, oh, how is that going to help me achieve my goal just by reading this thing? Okay. Well, according to our research, and look, this is not just our survey. Okay. There's a lot of research data available out there. So go ahead and check my, you know, if you want to double check what I'm saying here, go ahead and do it. There's a lot of research that says that if you read your goals, you are a lot more likely to achieve them. Okay. So I really do hope that this is going to help you. You'll actually give this one a go. And I think that's all for me for now. And I'll speak to you on the next podcast.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.